Seth Rogen ripped for downplaying rising crime in Los Angeles, white rich privilege at its finest. By Alana Mastrangelo on November 26, 2021. Multimillionaire Hollywood elite Seth Rogen was slammed on social media for his privileged response to rising crime in Los Angeles, California. "It's called living in a big city," the actor-producer told YouTuber Casey Neistat, who said he was robbed after his car was broken into. "Because Los Angeles is a crime-riddled third-world shithole. So our cars got robbed this morning because Los Angeles is a crime-riddled third-world shithole of a city." But tremendous appreciation and gratitude to the hard-working officers at the Atlapped Westla who not only arrested the motherfucker but they got all of our stolen goods back, Neistat tweeted on Wednesday. Rogen responded to Neistat's tweet, stating, "Dude, I've lived here for over 20 years. You're nuts, haha. It's lovely here. Don't leave anything valuable in it. It's called living in a big city. I can still be mad though, right? Feel so violated," Neistat said in a reply to Rogen. To which the actor responded by revealing that he has had his car broken into at least 15 times. "You can be mad, but I guess I don't personally view my car as an extension of myself, and I've never really felt violated any of the 15 or so times my car was broken into," said Rogen, who has an estimated net worth of $80 million. "Once a guy accidentally left a cool knife in my car, so if it keeps happening you might get a little treat," the preacher actor added. "I didn't get any treats. He just took the decorations for my daughter's 7th birthday party and left bloody handprints." "Serious question, how did you get your car broken into 15 times? Neistat responded. "I lived in West Hollywood for 20 years and parked on the street," Rogen said. In a follow-up tweet, Rogen went on to insist that Los Angeles is not some shithole city. "Also, it sucks your shit was stolen, but LA is not some shithole city," he said. "As far as big cities go, it has a lot going for it." Social media users quickly slammed Rogen for his privileged comments, claiming that the actor doesn't have to worry about money. "White rich privilege at its finest," one Twitter user wrote. "Majority of Americans simply do not live with the luxury of not valuing their personal vehicle as an extension of themselves. Majority of Americans rely solely on their vehicles for daily events. When people talk about celebrities being disconnected from the reality of normal people, this is what they are talking about," at Seth Rogen. "I get it, you're trying to be Mr. Nice Guy, but you're really being Mr. Snooty Pants," another tweeted. A third Twitter user pointed out that it is not normal having your car broken into, adding that to average people, a car is the second most valuable asset they own, and yes, that is a violation. For most people, their cars represent their livelihoods. You know, going to work and making just enough money to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads, another said. So anything they possess, is worked hard for and is an extension of that hard work. Celebrities. Claims that their ridiculous levels of wealth mean they're completely out of touch are nonsense. After all, we all agree our car getting stolen is a big nothing. No financial consequences to our lives at all. Just get another one, easy. It's called living in a city. Another quipped. Another Twitter user pointed out Rogen's apparent hypocrisy by simply writing, "It's lovely here, 15 or so times my car was broken into. Says the elite who can afford to replace things that others have to work twice as hard for. So it starts with your car, what happens when it's your house next? Oh wait, you guys all have security staff and alarm systems since we had to defund the police. Gotcha," another said. Homicides, violent crimes, and gun violence have reportedly surged in the Democrat-controlled city of Los Angeles. Over the summer, LA Police Chief Michelle Moore told the police commission that the city of Los Angeles has an increase in overall crime. This is not the first time Rogen appeared to be dismissive of crime. Last year, the Freaks and Geeks star was among one of the Hollywood celebrities who donated to the Minnesota Freedom Fund, a nonprofit group that raised money used to bail out protesters in Minneapolis as rioters and looters flood the streets in the wake of George Floyd's death. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.